Hey, this is WTOP Entertainment reporter Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by
Molly Smith, Arena Stage, Southwest Washington, Artistic Director.
Artistic Director, yes. And we are talking August Wilson's Seven Guitars, which is coming to Arena Stage November 26th through December 26th. The holiday season between Thanksgiving and Christmas, that whole era in there will be all you get a family out and come out to Seven Guitars. Remind us what the story is and, you know, where it falls into August Wilson's, you know, iconic Pittsburgh cycle.
Yeah, it takes place in the 1940s in Pittsburgh. And it was the fifth of his cycle plays. And also for our audience, it's the second production in Arena's August Wilson Festival, which the first part of it happened a year and a half ago with a brilliant production of Jitney. And Seven Guitars is going to complete that cycle. And this is a story that really centers on seven different lives who are interconnected. And when an old friend and blues singer, Floyd Barton, vows to turn his life around after a surprise windfall, which leaves him hopeful for a second chance. But I think people are going to really like it because it is infused with deep and soaring blues rhythms and is directed by Tazewell Thompson, a musician himself and a great director for The Round. And it is being done in the Fitch Handler space. So it'll be in The Round. So audiences are going to be completely into the lives of all of these friends. And it takes place outside in a backyard.
All in the backyard. Well, that Fences did the same thing. So, yeah, we've seen it work many times with August Wilson. And speak to the whole iconic concept of the Pittsburgh cycle in general. So because I'm trying to relate it to ones that listeners would know. Well, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom was just with Chadwick Boseman. That was set in the 20s. Fences with Denzel and Viola Davis. That was set in the 50s. So Seven Guitars is sort of in between both of those in the 40s. So talk about sort of how brilliant. I mean, I just think the foresight for August Wilson to say, the ambition to say, I'm going to tackle every decade is just amazing. But that's just a time capsule.
You know, other writers have tried to do it, Jason. Eugene O'Neill tried to write a whole cycle of plays. He could only get four out. Wow. I mean, some pretty great ones, but he was only able to get four. And August Wilson set a focus that he was going to write about the past 100 years, the 20th century, basically, right, of American history. And that's exactly what he did. Every decade of life from African Americans in Pittsburgh in the Hill District. So he was a brilliant poet, and he used to sit in a coffee shop and write his plays. He, you know, poets are both usual and unusual in the theater. And what he was able to do is basically became Shakespeare for African-American artists and audiences. He is our American Shakespeare. And that's the reason why people need to come to see this production of Seven Guitars, because his language is always so tasty, so thought-provoking, and so much about the vernacular of the time only done through the eye of the poet.
Absolutely. And so obviously there are thematic, you know, through lines and even, you know, the setting of Pittsburgh too, through lines through all of the whole cycle. But how would you say that, you know, this one might be a little different or similarities or differences from some of the ones, if our listeners have come to Arena or seen the films or movies or plays of the other ones, what in this might be similar to what they like and what might be make it stand out as a little different?
Well, it is about our interconnectedness, and I think that that's something that August Wilson has in every single one of his plays because he has some of the same characters, right? But I think one of the most powerful pieces of it is about an character's struggle to become someone, a character's struggle to leave the past behind and become someone that they want to be. And I think that every human being listening to this, everybody who comes to see it, we all have that. And this is really about the second chance. Can I have a second chance in life?
Oh, everybody. That'll speak to everybody, right?
Absolutely.
Cool. And then sort of final question is, you mentioned that it's got these deep and soaring blues rhythms. Is that sort of just, on the soundtrack pumped out over the arena speakers, or is there any live musicians, or how does that work?
I'm not telling you have to come and see
Perfect. That's the perfect place to leave it. You want all the answers. You just got to go to the show. Go to the Fitch
That's
Chandler.
exactly right.
And it's in the
That's
Fitch Chandler in this one, right?
it is. It's in the Fitch Handler, and half of the set has been sitting there for a year and a half. So we're really happy we get to go in and finish it.
Now, is that sitting there collecting dust, or you go in there and dust it off every few months?
You better believe it's collecting dust.
But it'll be shiny and polished and new by the time we come out to see it. So
Well, it is a backyard, so
not much, yeah.
dirt didn't hurt anybody, right?
Not much to pop. Yeah, the dust. Hey, it actually probably makes it a little more authentic.
You bet.
Awesome. Well, again, everyone, it's August Wilson's Seven Guitars, November 26th through December 26th. Hey, Molly, really quick, explain why this might make a good little holiday gift if you need something, Christmas, Hanukkah, Thanksgiving, that whole time. Why might this be, get them some tickets to this as a stocking stuffer or something.
Yeah, this is a little unusual for us. Normally, we're doing kind of a big musical at this time. And we just figured, hey, there's some people who want to see drama at the during the holiday season. They got their families with them. Maybe they are real theater lovers from different parts of the country. And this is the perfect place to come and see great actors tell an incredible story.
Definitely. All right. Again, August Wilson, Seven Guitars, November 26th through December 26th. Thank you, Molly.
Jason, as always, great interview. Thank you.